We're doing brachos. We're up to Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we had seen a machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Rav Huna had said that if you're walking in a filthy place, it's enough to put your hand over your mouth, and then you could say holy things like Kriya Shema. Rav Chista said, ridiculous, no such thing. Now the Gemara brings Tanya Kavatei Rav Huna, Tanya Kavatei Rav Chista. We're holding about 8 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Chazo. Tanya Kavatei Rav Huna, Tanya Kavatei Rav Chista. We have a Braisa, Tanya Kavatei Rav Huna, like Rav Huna, Malech Mimvotam Tunafo, Minechidor Pivi Kakiachma. The Braisa clearly says, like Rav Huna, if you're walking in a filthy place, you could put your hand on your mouth and read Shema. Tanya Kavatei Rav Chista, we have a Braisa that clearly says, like Rav Chista, Haya Malech Mimvotam Tunafot, Lo Yikra Kriyachma. If you're walking in a filthy place, do not read Shema. And that's the halacha. We rule like the Rav Chista, you may not read Shema, you can't put your hand over your mouth. Ve'lo'od, not only that, says the Braisa, Ela Shemaya Kore Uba, let's say you were already reading Shema, and then you walked into a filthy place, posek, you gotta stop reading Shema, even though you're in the middle. Lo Pasak Mai asks the Gemara, what happens if you didn't stop? You're walking down the street, suddenly you see there's an open, filthy diaper there. Okay, children's feces, you can't continue reading Shema, you continue reading Shema anyways. So now what? Amar Rabbi Miyasha Bar Bered Rabbi Shua Ben Nevi, Alav HaKetuv Omer, about such a person, the verse says, God says, I gave them statutes which are no good, and laws that don't give them life. That's another way of saying, here I gave him a mitzvah that's supposed to be beneficial for him, and he applied the mitzvah in a sinful way. He read Shema in a place where he's not allowed to read it, and look, instead of benefiting from it, he lost from it. Ravasi says that about him, the verse says, woe to the person who drags sin upon him with these worthless ropes. Meaning, what did the guy do? All he did was say a few words, and look at how he was able to drag sin on himself. What'd you have to do that for? It's like dragging sin, we have worthless ropes, so you have to use them to drag sin on yourself. Here you did something so easy, you could have just waited a minute and then read Shema, and you had to do this to yourself. The verse that Ravida Bar Hava says is Kidvar Hashem Baza, that the verse about such a person, the verse says, look at the guy who mocks Hashem's words. This is Hashem's words, Hashem's speaking, so to speak. Hashem says, this is what I want you to say. How many biblical mitzvahs of speech do we have each day? Just read Shema, right? So maybe Birchas HaTorah, maybe Tadavin once a day. But if you do any of those in a filthy place, that's called Kidvar Hashem, the speech that Hashem commanded you, Baza, here you mocked by doing it improperly. But if a person did stop reading Shema because he recognized that the place is filthy, what are his wages? Amar Rabbi Avu, Alav HaKetuv Omer, Uvadavar Hazeh Tarichu Yamim. Rabbi Avu says, about that the verse says, and with this word you will have longevity. So the word Badavar, Chazal Darshan to mean like Badibur. You just spoke, and then you stopped speaking because the place was filthy. So that's an amulet, so to speak, for longevity, because a person respects the laws of the Torah as to where you're allowed to speak Torah and where not. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna Torah, ita talito chagura lo al motnav. If a person was wearing his talis, let's say in modern terminology, you take a towel and he ties it around his stomach. So even though his chest is completely revealed, but he's wearing a towel or a talis from his waist down, so then mutaliko kiyachma, you may read Shema in such a situation. That's okay, because one's private parts are covered. Shema is a declaration. It's a declaration that Hashem is one. Prayer, it's as though you're standing before Hashem and you're talking to him. Shema is really a private declaration. It's not like you're talking to Hashem. You're talking to Jewish people. You're making a declaration. Hashem is one. So that you could do, even though you're not dressed like a prince. You're coming to daven, you should be dressed nicely. But to say Shema, you could do it even like that. Tanya Namiyachi. We have a braisa that also says this. Aita talito shel beged v'shelo v'shesak chagura al motnav. If he was wrapped with a garment of material, of hide, or even of sack, that's mutaliko kiyachma. That's okay, he could read Shema like that. Aval litfila. But when it comes to prayer, we view prayer as though you're standing before the king. You're talking to Hashem in prayer. So when it comes to prayer, you're supposed to be dressed nicely. You're supposed to treat it with respect. You have to be dressed to the point where you cover your heart. And you have to, you wear clothing. You don't leave your body uncovered when you're standing before the king. What happens if you don't have what to wear? So then we say, let's say a person, I don't know, person didn't have what to wear. All he has is his towel. You know, he went to the beach. When he came back, all his stuff is gone. We had a guy who went to Sleeping Gun Soccer, woke up in the morning, and everything he had was gone. Everything was stolen. Unfortunately, it's not only one guy. So let's say it's the middle of the summer. It's very hot. The guy goes to sleep in his shorts. He wakes up in the morning. There's nothing there. No blanket, nothing. He's all alone. So now he's got a problem, right? But he has to reach my ass to daven. Okay, he doesn't have anything to wear. So then we say, b'dieved, that's kosher. L'chatchila, that's not the way to daven. But if you don't have a choice, you could daven that way. Amar Rav Huna, shachach v'nechnas b'tfilin lebet ha-kiseh. Rav Huna says, what happens if a guy forgot? Remember, in their days, they used to wear tefillin all day long. So this poor guy, he forgot. He went to the bathroom with his tefillin on. Suddenly he finds himself, he's sitting on the bathroom, and he realizes, hey, I'm wearing tefillin. Meneach edo aleinat she'igmo. So he puts his hand, he covers the tefillin until he finishes. Achi gmosa kadaita v'gmar says, what are you talking about? What are you going to let him finish going to the bathroom with his tefillin on? Ela kedam avnach ma'itzak achi gmo amud rishon. No, the idea is, if he's in the middle of physically relieving himself, we say, let him finish with that moment of relieving himself, because you shouldn't stop in the middle. The Gemara says, "V'lifsok la'alto v'leikim." Why? Why don't you stop him in the middle of relieving himself? Mishum de Rashbag, because Rashbag Torah, Titania, Rashbag Omer, Amuda Choser, Mevi Adam Nidrei Edroken. If someone had some of his feces come out of his body, and then he lets it go back into his body, so that leads to an illness called Hidroken. Silona Choser, Mevi Adam Nidrei Rakon. And the same is true if a person is in the middle of urinating. And really, he didn't finish urinating, but something happened and he stopped midway. So that leads to another illness called Yerakon. So being that these two things could cause illness, so Chazal said, even though he's there with his tefillin on, so he did something wrong, but we don't tell him, well, stop midway. We say, whatever you're physically in the middle of this very second, finish that, and then go out and then go back in and finish what you got to do. But to have things that come out of the body and then go back into the body, that's unhealthy, that could cause illness. And even if a person's in the middle of urinating, to stop midway of stream, so that's something which the Talmud says could cause illness. So Chazal said not to do that.